women are allowed to form a zimun for themselves, and also slaves are allowed to form a zimun for themselves. Nashim ba'avadim v'katanim imatzu lezamin im zam. If nashim and avadim and katanim want to come together and form a zimun, they can. V'ha mea nashe.
Okay. Yeah, question, I'm sorry. Where is he? What's he doing? What's he doing?
What?
You want to know where he is?
No.
Do you have the place?
Yeah. The national voting requirement of when they join, is that still with the minimal three, or that's one, or that could be like six, two, or three, is that the...
When the Gemara says initially, Nashim Mizam Mislatzman, Ravodim Mizam Mislatzman?
No, the next part.
Nashim Vavodim Kitana in Ratzl Zami in Mizam.
So is that talking about only if the Zimun is only three people, so it's comprised of Vadim, Nashim, Nashim, whatever, or is it talking about also when there's ten, so you could have two or three separate groups that could actually bench by themselves according to the first part?
I think what the Gemara means at that point is it's essentially all one teaching. Nashim is Atman, Vadim is Atman, but Nashim is Atman, Ketanim, Ratzo Zami, Eim is Atman, meaning... They can't join up to make a zimun.
Make the minimal three.
Yeah, because they can't join together to make a zimun. They could each on their own. They could, because otherwise those two statements would be contradictory, right?
Yeah. So.
Meaning nashim mizamus laatzman. The Gemara just got through saying nashim can make their own zimun. The vavim can make their own zimun. Now nashim avdam ketanim. Let's say they say, you know what? Let's get together and make a zimun. No, they can't make a zimun.
What if there were six people?
Oh, you're saying let's say there's three women and one Evan.
So would the women's thing be Yotzi them and the Evan not the Yotzi?
Well, I guess in the end you find that that's not, you can't.
No, that's
you
for
be able to do that.
Right, that's for a different reason. But he's asking a good question. I look at Rashi in Ratzu Ein Mizamin. See that Rashi? Okay, in the first time of Kamon, she ain't the use of Noam, Shem Pritzusa, being the Nashim, being the Mishka Zachar, the Avon, the Biktanim. Sounds like even if they would have the requisite three of one of them, they shouldn't be benching together. They shouldn't be benching together because he says that there's a problem. There's a problem with doing that. What's the problem? Mishem Pritzusa. We don't want to have women and men. We don't want to have avodim with children. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara asks.
Mea nashe ketre gabre damyo. And 100 women are like 2 men. They both don't have the chiyuv to form a zimun.
Aham mea nashi ketre gavidam. Good. So what does that mean?
That
just a pshat.
100 women are like 2 men.
Okay. Now what does that mean?
That means that they both, 100 women, 2 men, both do not have the chiyuv.
Good. There's no chiyuv. Doesn't say like 200 men. We don't mean 200. You know, 100 women are still not equal to 2 men. We don't mean that in a broad sense, right? You were concerned about that before.
Oh yeah,
I remember that. It was 2 minutes ago. But what the Gemara means, it was in terms of the chiyuv, like Rashi was. What's Rashi's lashon? Like in chova, then chayavos lozamin. 100 women still don't have a chiyuv. Then rotsu mezamin, they have permission to be mezamin. Vodim l'shnayim. So too, 2 men. 2 men. And that's a little bit of a problem. You said 2 men can't make a zimun. Okay, we'll have to see about that.
Nashim is manot la'atman, la'avadim is manin la'atman. And there's a Mishnah.
Yeah, so why you... Well, the Gemara just said this. Nashim is manot la'atman. We just said this before. Right? So now, How's that jive? You just told me.
You just
told me they don't have a chiyuv. Now you tell me zamin sa'atlan. So what does that mean?
The Gemara says it. The
ika deos. What does that mean?
That they have enough minds to form to praise Hashem.
I mean, they're not mechiyavos. There is no chiyuv. It's true. There's no chiyuv.
But
regarding rishus, regarding rishus, what about it?
Regarding rishus, they have the proper number of.
Minds,
I guess. I don't know what the proper terminology is to use it.
Three women apparently for lack of a better term, have enough, they have enough brain trust among the three of them to do what? Behold those tfei mishnei anoshim, the ikam mishum gadlu l'Hashem iti, Rashi says. Remember the model. The model was gadlu l'Hashem iti. What's pshat gadlu l'Hashem iti? One person calls out to at least two and says, exalt God with me.
Right.
So you have three women. Three women could do that because they constitute the requisite amount of individuals. The ikadeos, I mean, they have enough deos, they have enough persons, they have enough brains. It's not a man versus woman issue. Two men just don't have the requisite amount of people,
right,
the amount of brains, i.e. three people, to produce the format of Zimun. There is no Gadlul Hashem Iti when you have two.
Right.
All right? So for Rishus, they could do it. Okay. Good. If that's the case. Oh, 1 second. Right. So if you'll tell me that, if you'll tell me that there is this idea of Ikadeos and you can produce a Zimun of Rishus, then what about the latter half of this Brisa? It says they can't. Emazam. Now, my low, why not? Well, you could deos. You'll say, oh, they have the right deos. Right? Shani awesome. It's a different problem. It's true. You could have three women and one man, and you could say, well, they have the requisite amount of deos over here, or two men and three women, or something of that nature. You should say, oh, they could have deos. They have enough of the proper types of individuals to produce Gadlul Hashem Iti. Yeah, but there's another problem. What's the other problem? Mishum Pitusa. What's the pitusa?
Promiscuity.
Yeah, promiscuity. Something inappropriate is bound to happen or likely to happen in such a setting. Testayim de Rav, the Amar, Ratzu Lazamin, Ein Mazamin. That's in line with the position of Rav, who says, no, if they want to, they cannot in such a case. Amar Rav Dimi, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, V'yatza Echad Mehem Lashuk, Korin Lo Mazamin Alav. What about that case? You have three people that benched, that ate together, came time to bench. One of them went out to the shuk. Korin lo mazamin alav. You have to tell them, hey, we're ready to bench. And he should come back to them. Or at least turn to them and include himself in their zimun.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
Over here, in addition to the promiscuity, they have that if slaves eat together with minors, could lead to
that's a form of promiscuity. That is a form of promiscuity. That's the Rashi above says that. Again, you're talking about apparently a society and a specific group of people where that was not uncommon.
Are you serious?
Slave boys and the children all the time.
I mean, Lahavdil, it's like, things took you a while. Because I read it inside.
I know,
you're engrossed. You're engrossed.
I wasn't there, maybe.
All right, go ahead.
At the moment.
So, Shani Halsam, the Ikvalahu Bechova, Meikara. So, why is the Gemara bringing this little piece in now? What's the Gemara's point here? You have three, and one guy goes away. Now, I have to call out to him. So, what does that mean?
So, I mean, I guess they're trying to show...
Ha low, karin low.
Right.
Meaning without that, you would say, no, there is no two. Two can't make a zimun. They have to call out the third guy. Two don't make a zimun. And the Gemara is still, again, dealing with that issue from before.
Right. Are they still trying to prove maybe that two people...
Yeah. The Gemara is sort of doing that in the context of now Nasha.
Right.
So what does the Gemara say now?
Shani Hasam...
Yeah, that's different. Meikara. They all three of them ate there. They have a chiyuv there.
Right.
An obligation. So okay, one guy stepped away, but that's not like a case where two ate and now all of a sudden you're telling them they have a chiyuv to make a zimun. No, three ate and they have a chiyuv to make a zimun.
Right.
All right.
Ela tistayim.
Ella.
Ella tistayim. Reb Yochanan. Huda Amar. Im Latu Azamin. Im Azamin. If you want to bench, if you want to do
Azamin together. Stayim to Reb Yochanan. The Amar in Ratzu Azamin. Im Azamin. Why? The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This is in line with Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan said, or he's quoted as having said, that what? Shnayim Shlochu Gachas. Oh, he said he can do that. Shnayim Shlochu Gachas. Echad Mehem Yotze Berkas Kaver. You can have one be Motze the other. Vahavinam Ba Maika Mashmalan. Are you not with me anymore?
No, yeah, I am with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you have a question? What's going on here?
On the Meikara stuff.
Yeah.
So, is it that the reason is that with the three people you have a chov?
They have a chiv. They sat down three and they ate three and now they're chayiv.
And so the Rishis one doesn't.
You can't bring a raya from this case that two can make a zimun. Because here, why are they going in and making a zimun? They're making a zimun with that guy over there and they're calling him in because they benched, they ate with him. They have a chiv to include him now to make a zimun.
So could you say the same thing about a guy who ate with women, that they only have rishus and he can't be yotzi with them?
Can he be yotzi with them? He doesn't have any chiv zimun. There's no, they cannot make a zimun together, that's for sure.
But the women, he can't be...
The three women also, they only have a rishus, right.
He can't be yotzi with their... Let's say there's three threes, guys and girls, two guys bounce for some reason, and he still has a chiv zimun. You can't be mostly with them.
No, because the level of their chiyuv is only rishus, right?
Like
their meikara was only rishus. They never have a chiyuv. They have a chiyuv. They have a chiyuv to answer. They're not going to have a chiyuv to make. We're going to get to that.
That's the difference between slaves and men. That would be the reason why it's very different with Avadim and Nashim than like, I guess Gvarim and Nashim together. But Gvarim will have like a higher
Right, that's what it means by meikar. Okay, it goes based on the chiyuv. Okay.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Let's just go a little further. Let me run through this again. Doctor, we're going to run through the pshat again in one more minute. Isaac's going to read. He's just getting primed, and then we're going to do it quickly one more time. Okay.
Tanina.
Shama velo ana.
Yata.
Right.
He's where
person.
Somebody hears the benching.
But doesn't
answer.
Right.
He's yotze still.
Mm-hmm.
Amar Rabbi Zera Lomar
Shein. Lomar, that's the comes to tell you Shein Birkas Hamazon Beinei.
Shein Birkas Hamazon Beinei.
I mean, there is no Zeman for two.
Right. Tistayim.
Tistayim.
They conclude. Amar Le Rava Bar.
That's it. So there is no two. There is no Zeman for two. Amar Le Rava Bar Bar. I'm sorry. Bar Rav Huna. Le Rav Huna. But those that came from the Marava, those that came from Eretz Yisrael, Omri Imratzo Zamin Mizamnin, my love the Mashmal Luhu Mirab Yochanan. Look, the Shamilu Mirav Mikame the Nochis Lambava. Doesn't that mean that they heard this from Yochanan? No, they heard it from Rav before they went to Bavel. I see Rashi, look what Rashi says. The Lo Shamilu Mirab Yochanan. The bar maravahu, the ilu rav mi bavel hava, ubnei maravah hecha shamil where they were heard. No, the Gemara says v'hu dekar le. I'm sorry.
Where?
I was just reading Rashi. Yes, so when you asked me earlier about the source, that's what you're talking about? Who's the Tana?
Yeah.
That's a technical point. Yeah, we're not so concerned with that. Let's do this. Let's run through the Pshat again. Dr. J will catch you up. We'll run through the Pshat very quickly, and then we'll take a look at some of the Rishonim here. We'll try to get into the sugya a little bit and see what the what some of the issues are. Okay, Isaac, so take it from the top. Okay. Toshma.
Toshma.
Yeah, nice and clear. Now we have a little bit of understanding. We'll go.
Women can make Zimun by themselves.
Good.
Slaves can make Zimun.
All right, it'll be a little louder, a little more feeling.
Nashim ve'a.
It's the second line down.
Nashim ve'avadim u'katanim.
A little more feeling.
Women, slaves, and children.
Good. That's nice. Great.
If they eat together, imratzu lazamin im zamin.
Right.
Even if they want to, they can't make a zimun.
Good. So nashim by themselves, yes. Slaves by themselves, yes. But if they want to make some type of join zimun, no, cannot do that. And Rashi says, okay, as we'll see later on, that there's some issue of what? Some issue of pritzus.
Right. V'ha me'a nas
nashi
nashe kitre gavre
damyan.
Now, 100 women are equal to 2 men.
What does damyan mean, though, by itself?
Damyan? Similar. Comparable to
dome. Isn't the kitre like that already?
Yeah, it's a double lotion. It's dome ke. Dome as. It's similar to like. It's stylistic.
The Aramaic
is
the Gemara. The verb is the
concept
at the end of the
Gemara. Okay, so. Like, clearly.
Because they are not obligated, they don't have an obligation to join, to make a demon. The Katani Nashim Mizamnu L'Atman Ba'avadi Mizamnu L'Asman.
That's the question. The question. How are you telling me Noshim Mizamos La'atzman when we know that 100 women are like 2 men? I mean, there is no chiyuv. So what kind of statement is this in this brisa that Noshim Mizamos La'atzman? Right, we have the brisa, now the Gemara is raising a question. You follow?
Right.
First you tell me, again, recall that on the previous Amud the Gemara was grappling. 3 yes, 2 no, 2 maybe, right? Yes, can 2 bench, can 2 not bench?
Right.
So now you tell me Noshim Mizamos La'atzman. What kind of business is that? Three women, or more for that matter, are no better than 2 men in terms of chiyuv. So what does it mean when you say mezamos la'atzman? Go ahead.
Right. Shani Hatam? Shani Hatam there, it's different. There, where they have 3 or more women eating together, is different where they have 2 men together. The ika de'ot, because when they have 3 women eating together, there is enough minds. Right?
What does minds mean?
Minds?
You mentioned this before. It means that they have enough people, basically, enough bodies, enough persons to get together and to produce the group aspect of Sheva. The Kadeus Rashi says, what does it mean? You have 3 people could be... to be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahodos tfei mishnei anoshim. They could have gadlu l'Hashem iti. They could produce a setting of gadlu l'Hashem iti.
Right.
Okay?
I hachi, so...
So now we're saying, you're right, it's not a chova, it's a rishos. But they could still produce the rishos more than 2 men. 2 men can't do that benching because they don't have gadlu l'Hashem iti. They're lacking in the... in the deos, lacking the amount of brains necessary for gadlu l'Hashem iti.
Right. Ima seifa. So, the end, right?
He says, basically, he says, ihachi, if that's your answer, if that's your explanation, ima seifa. What about the latter part of the brisa? Right. What's the latter part of the brisa?
Nashim v'avadim imratzu l'zamin im zamin. Women and slaves, if they eat together, if they want to, they can make a zimun.
Ain mizam.
No, they can't. They can't make a
zimun.
Am I low?
Am I low? Why not? You just got to tell me that as long as you have the right format, as long as you have the right amount of people to say, Galul Hashem Iti, then what? Then it should be okay. So why shouldn't this case be okay? And for the Gemara, no, there's a difference. What's the difference? Shani Hatam.
Shani Hatam. Mishum Pritzda.
Right. You're worried about Pritzas. You're worried about promiscuity. It's true. You have the Gadol Hashem Iti. why you have this problem of pretzels. Okay? So far so good?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, right there.
Tistayem derav de amar imatsu lozamen en mezamen.
What does that mean?
So, what's tistayem? Like, let it...
Conclude.
What? Conclude? Well, like, how do you do that?
Tistayem derav de amar imatsu lozamen en mezamen. Yeah, it should be conclusive. It should.
That Rav is the one who said that if two men want to, they can't make a zimun. De amar Rav de ime bar... Yosef Amarav.
In other words, there's grounds for concluding. There's grounds to say that it was Rav who said, Imratzel Zamne Imazamnin. Based on what? What are we going to say? Why would we say what's Rav? The Amar.
The Amar Rav.
Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Amar Rav.
Shlosh Shachar.
We have no statement that Rav did say. And Rav said, Shlosh Shachar Kachas.
Three people did. Vyatza Echad Mehen Lashuk. And one of them went out to the Shuk. Korin Lo. The other two call out to him. Umizan Alav. And they make a zimun on the account of him.
Good.
Time of decor and law. The reason why they were able to make the zimun
good.
Is because they called him.
Meaning the reason why these two guys were able to make a zimun is not because they did it themselves. It's because somebody called out to the guy who was standing out on the street and he responded to them. Meaning there is no zimun with two. It's only zimun with three. But they were able to include him and therefore they had a zimun.
Right. Okay. Hello, Korin Lo.
Hello, Korin Lo, but for whatever reason they chose not to call out to him.
No, they can't make it.
No. So, right? Maybe that's the source of the sheet over here that says, what? Imratzel Zamnin Imazamnin. Maybe that's a similar case. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the basis for that ruling. So they say, no, these cases aren't necessarily analogous. No. Shani Hassam.
Shani Hassam. There, it's different. The ikavu lehu bechova meikara.
Meaning what?
Because they were originally obligated.
In the case of the three, they had to do that.
Right.
They had to call out to him. So don't necessarily bring me a riot from this case to the case of the Bryce over here.
They should have not let him go in the first place.
All right, that's a separate issue. He got up. We don't know what happened. That's not for now. You're right.
It's so ridiculous. So the guy won't
leave. Like the situation.
Circumstances. Okay, go ahead, Vaita. You're doing a great job.
Ella Tistayim. Rather.
So, okay, it wasn't Rav. So let's say it wasn't Rav who's the Tana of the Brisa. Rather, Tistayim to Rav Yochanan. Okay, we'll say it's Rav Yochanan. It's not a proof to you, it's Rav Yochanan.
The Amar im Ratzu lo zamin em zamin.
It was Rav Yochanan that said if they want, they can, they cannot.
Right. The Amar Rabba bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shanaim Sha'achlu Kaha Echad Mehen Yosef Bevirkat
Chavera. Right, we learned elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan was cited as having said that what? Two that ate together, Echad can be Mimotzi, his Chaver and Birkas with the Bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Vehavinan Ba, we analyze this.
Right.
Mai Ka Mashmalan.
What is that coming to tell us? What is it coming to teach us?
Mm-hmm. Tanina, that we've learned in the Baraita, Shema Velo Ana Yata, one who heard but didn't answer, has discharged his obligation.
Still Yotze.
Right. Va'amar Rabbi Zera, Lomar She'en Birkat HaZimun Beinahen.
Birkat HaMazon Beinahen.
It says Zimun here. Well, Mazon in parentheses, Zimun in brackets.
Yeah, interesting. Well, obviously, they could even bench independently. I mean, I guess they're trying to just explain to them when the Gemara says Berakas HaMazon, they mean that they can't bench one for the other. Right? But Amar Rabbi Zeir Lomar, Shein Berakas HaMazon Beinehem. Tistayim. Right? Doesn't the Gemara have Tistayim?
Tistayim.
Meaning what?
Go that way?
Yeah, no, it's established. Okay, so we'll say it was Rabbi Yochanan. Say it was Rabbi Yochanan at the time. Okay, very nice. All right, let's just finish out this piece, just the pshat, and then...
The conclusion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Amar le Rava bar Rav Huna le Rav Huna. V'ha Rabbanan da'atu mi Arava...
Mi Marava.
But the rabbis... Who came from the west?
Amalei Rava bar Rav Huna. Sorry, Rava, the son of Rav Huna, said to Rav Huna, mm-hmm. "What? The rabbis that came from Eretz Yisrael
said, if they want to make a zimun, they can
mazamin, meaning somehow against this pricing, right?
And he's talking about the two people who ate together.
Imratzu lazamin mazamin.
My love, dishmelehu me Rabbi Yochanan. Is it not that they heard the ruling from Rabbi Yochanan?
Right, didn't they hear a ruling from Rabbi Yochanan? So what are they saying that you could do this? Imratzu lazamin mazamin.
Well,
no, they didn't have to hear that from Rabbi Yochanan. Don't say that they came and that they went off and made this statement based on Rabbi Yochanan's authority. Why?
Dishmia lehu me rav mikame de nachit levavel.
Right.
That they heard it from Rav before he went to.
Heard it from Rav before he went to Bavel.
Uh-huh.
And therefore what?
Gufa.
No, that's a new piece. Oh, okay. Therefore what? What's the difference where they heard it from?
Who they heard it from?
Yeah, why does this matter? What is the Gemara saying over here? What's the Gemara trying to get us to appreciate? The Gemara says, brings this whole thing here. Rabbi Yochanan said it. Rutzel Zan Imazam Dama Rabba Bar Rav. Sorry, Bar Rav. Hey, where are we here? Imazam Dama Rabba Bar
Rav Huna.
Bar
Huna.
Before that.
Bar Rav
Huna. Dama Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh wait.
Rav Chana.
Oh, Rabba Bar Bar Chana.
Yeah,
right.
Bar Bar Chana. Amr Rav Yochanan, Shmaya Shalchu Kachas Echad Mehen Yotzim Beberkas Chaveira. And then we cite.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't get that.
What's going on over there?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
So the Gemara says, "One, my Kamash Malan." Tanina Shama Velo Ana Yatzav Amr Rav Yizera Lo Mashin Beberkas Hamazon Beinayim. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. The Amar Rabbi Zeira, Lo Mashein Birkas Hazimun Beinehen, Lo Balulam Deinu, El Shein Srichon Zimun. You don't need Zimun. That's what that Gemara is coming to teach you. It came into Echad Yotze Birkas Chaveiro, since in a case, according to that Mandomar, since you could have one bench for the other, the Echad Yotze Birkas Chaveiro, Ashmiinon De Ein Zimun. It's not called Zimun. There's a difference between saying we're going to bench as a group, and on the one hand, and on the other hand saying, well, we both are supposed to bench, but I'll bench out loud and you'll listen and you'll also be Yotze. That's not the same as Birkas HaZimun when you have three.
Right.
Right? For example, we both have to make a Bori Priya Eitz, you don't know the bracha, so we'll both eat and I'll make the bracha for both of us. That's Echad being Motzi Chaveiro. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. It's not coming to teach you that there's Zimun. The Kevin the Echad Yotze Birkas Chaveiro Ashmin and the Ein Zimun. It's not called Zimun. You wouldn't say Echad Motzi Birkas Chaveiro, Echad Yotze Birkas Chaveiro, if it was a Zimun. You'd say something else. The Yesh Zimun Birkas Shnehem Hi Shrei Omer Nevorech V'hu Oneh Baruch Hu. If it's a Zimun that's functioning, what has to happen? Someone has to answer. How do you make it such that there are three people that are supposed to bench, and one person benches on behalf of all of them, and they're all Yotze? They do something to link into it. What do? They answer. But over here, we're talking about a case where it's Shama V'lo Ana. Shama V'lo Ana Yotze, what does that mean? Okay, we're both supposed to be saying it. You say it for me. I'm not saying Nevarech. I'm not saying Baruch Shacham L'Mishal. I'm not saying anything. I'm just listening to you bench.
Right.
So you see from there that two cannot bench. There's no Zeman for two. So this is where the Gemara basically proves, ultimately, after going through all these steps, yes, yes, no, no.
This is where it proves?
I mean, ultimately, it seems to be the conclusion that two do not make a Zimun. Yes, one can bench for someone else, but that's not called Zimun. In Zimun, you need people to respond and say, Baruch Shechana Mishalo, Nevar Shechana Mishalo, right? Without that, it's some other mechanism that's working. All right. So now let's get a little bit into the issue of the women. I mean, that's what the Gemara is dealing with, at least at the outset of here. Okay? We'll take a step back and we'll deal with the issue. Got to turn this back on. Yeah. So the Braisa says that Noshim can make their own their own Zimun. The Mishnah says that women are not part of a Zimun. Now, it's pointed out correctly that possibly what that means simply is that they can't be mitzdarev to a Zimun of men, but it leaves open the possibility that they can still make their own Zimun. In fact, that's what the Brisa says, that they make their own Zimun. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Arachin that says the following, on Daf Gimel Mod Aleph, the Gemara in Arachin says, Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun, La'asuyei Mai, La'asuyei Noshim. Everyone is required to make a Zimun. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Hakol? Hakol, La'asuyei, to exclude Noshim. So the implication of that Gemara is that, what? What does Hakol come to include? I'm sorry, I said exclude. What does Hakol come to include? Everybody, even women. Again, Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun, says the Gemara, La'asuyei Mai, La'asuyei Noshim. And what Loshim does the Gemara use over there? Chayavim. So again, the Mishnah says, no, we don't include women in Zimun. They can't be mitzdarev to Zimun of men. And then Brisa says, Noshim, if they want, they should bench, make a Zimun for themselves. Comes along the Gemara Arachin and says, everyone's Chayav and Zimun, what's Hakol? Even Noshim. Now we have a problem. Now it sounds like they're Chayav. So take a look now at the Rosh. The Rosh is going to try to make some sense of this particular issue. This is the Rosh in Simen Dalet. Rosh, you want to give it a whirl? Want to try it out? Yeah, try. It's on the equivalent of page Lamed in the pages of the Rosh. It's short. You got it? Oh, and you have a different kind of Gemara?
Very possible.
Do you have Simon Lamed?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Simon Dalet?
It's those, remember Stu's Gemara? It's like that. Gemara.
Yeah, so you see what it says, Perek Shvi? On the top, it should say. Yes, you got a fancy Gemara there. They repaginated everything.
Re what? Paginated?
Yeah.
That's not a word.
Yeah, it's a word.
This
guy? Tony Rabbanim. That guy.
Nashim is on there, so that's one. But Rabbanim is on there, that's one. Nashim think they're on Zimun and as do slaves. Nashim Rabbanim in Ratsu Zimun and Amazon.
It's Dalet. Simon Dalet in the Rush.
But if women and slaves want to make their Zimun together, then they can't. Mashma Hakan, the Nashim Chayavas the Zimun. So it's implied from here.
Good.
That women are Chayav and Zimun.
So first the Rosh says, from our Brisa, it sounds like Nashim Vavodim, Ratzuzam and Imazam, and Mashma Hakan, the Nashim Chayavas Bezimun, but they do it by themselves. Sounds like, says the Rosh, they have to do it themselves. First it says, Nashim Azam Nuslatzman. That sounds like they have a chiyuv to do it by themselves when they have the ability to do that.
Okay.
The Rosh says, one second, I have a problem with this. Okay. Just practically, you see it's not so common for women to do this. Lo nagu kein, you don't see that women, every time the three of them eat, or three women eat together, that they're making a point of making a zimun.
In Palo Alto, you see it a lot.
Let's get to that. I was listening to that. So he's trying to reconcile the common practice in his time with the mashmos of the Gemara. Okay?
I know in Ratu Zamin, Machin Mashman Lashana Bryson, the Kani Bisefa, Nashim Abadim in Ratu Zamin, in Ratu Zamin, in Zamin. So it's implied from the Sefa of the Bryson.
Good.
That it's only talking about when they want to, it's only
right. The Kain Noshim Mazam Nusla Atzman, Hainu Imrotsu. Okay, so we could deduce from there that maybe the Gemara just means it's a Rishos. Vechain Mashma Loshan Abraisa. It says Noshim Avadim Imrotsu Zamnein, Aimazamnein. Why does it use a Loshan Imrotsu? It doesn't sound like, oh, they have to do it and they must separate. It's if they want to do it, this is the way they have to do it. Right? Mashma Hadaktani Beresho. So it sounds like that when the Brisa says initially, the beginning in the ratio, Noshim Azamnin, Hayim Ratsu Lazamnin, Avachova Leka. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right there. Vigam.
Maisi Mine, Gemara. Raya Lishnaim, Lishnaim, Mashmad.
They don't find. The Gami the Maisi Mine Gemara Raya Lishnaim. From the fact also that Gemara is trying to bring a Raya to the case of two men. What's the implication? Meaning when the Gemara says that two men are like 100 women.
That if they want to. About Kovalo, that they don't have an obligation. The Hadamri about Arkin. I call Kaidim Ziman Koim Liam Israelin. Kamar Hakol, Nasaya Nashim.
Good. That's the Gemara Narachan that we just mentioned. Hakol comes to tell you what? Also women. Lulin Nichova Kamar. It's obviously not coming to tell you Zachova. It's coming to tell you that what?
El Ratzel.
Good.
How does that make sense even though he uses the word Chova right there?
He's basically forced to say it. Doesn't mean that from all the other phrases in the Talmud.
Can you say that anyone who's present at the meal of a chov has to respond? In other words, anyone who's present.
That might be true, but he's not talking about a case like that. He's talking about a case where you have three women that eat together. Konam uvim yisraelim, kamar hakol. What's hakol? Conclude noshim. No, it must mean, says the Rosh, when the Gemara makes that statement, lo le nichov kamar ella rotzu lezamin mezamin.
Binyarli.
Good.
The Arkin.
Ahida Rochin.
Arkin.
Al Karchach Lechayuvahu. No, it really does sound like it's Lechayuva, like you said. The Lashon is Lechayuva. The Marbi Lumidiktani, Hakol. It's a reboot from the word Hakol. Hakol Chayovin. What are you going to tell me? Oh, that means women have the Rishos? It's a hard sell, right? And they're comparable to men to Kohanim and Levim Yisraelim. V'od.
Kevan the Nashim Kavos the Birkat Mazon.
Right.
Omid Diraisa Omid Darban. Lama Lo Yitzchayv the Ziman.
Kimo Anashim.
So since they have the same obligatory
obligation
either from the Rabbanan or Diraisa for benching, why do we not say the same thing with Ziman? Masha Hevi Raya. Mashma. So what the proof that we bring that it's a rishus from the word use of the word
good
of the seifa. Mashma derisha nami rishus kamar love right. It's not a real proof.
Good, not a good proof. I'll say the rishus is also really talking about chova because he used a lashon that could imply chova.
The seifa.
Ashmeinon, dafil and rotsu, even if they want to, mochen biyada mishum pritzusa. If they want to do it together, we say, no, you can't do it together.
You can do it separately.
Mm-hmm. And that which the Gemara compares them to two men, basar de masik deos, shiny, when the Gemara already concludes that deos, ika deos, right, that's enough to make a zimun, and we say shiny. V'yatzal mekal shnei anashim chazru nami l'inyin chova kishlosha. Maybe it also went back and said that it doesn't have a chiyuv like three men, right? V'yatzal mekal shnei anashim chazru nami l'inyin chova kishlosha. So what is the Rosh saying here? What's the Rosh saying? Mm-hmm. Rosh, you have to go in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, forgot about that.
Take care of today, so.
Sorry?
I'll drive you to.
So just quickly, let me just recap here, and we'll see that there's a machlokas between the Rosh and Tosos over here. So from the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Noshim are not Chayiv and Zimun, or that Noshim can make a Zimun on their own, you could certainly be Medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara that Noshim are not Mechuyavos to make a Zimun, but that type of Diuk is going to be based on how you read the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meya Noshim Kitre Gavri. 100 women are like two men. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says that Le'inyan Chova, when it comes to obligation of benching or Zimun, they're not Chayav, they're not Mechuyavos to be Mezamin, but Imrotsu Mezamin. So it sounds like from Rashi.
They want to, they may.
So that's what Rashi seems to be saying. They're not mechuyavos to be mezamein, They're like two, thank you, like two men. They're like two men.
Rashi.
According, yeah, Rashi, when Rashi says, Meyo Nashi Ketre Gavri, that's what he says, Lenin Chova. So just like with regard to two men, they're not Chayev, but yet, according to one Shita, at least, the Shita of Rav is that they can make a Zimun, still not Mechuyavos, so certainly 100 women are still not Mechuyavos, but they may make a Zimun. That's what comes out from Rashi. Okay? But then we have the opinion here of Tosos and the opinion of the Rush. So we didn't get to Tosos. Yeah, I'll just mention the Rush and then we'll do Tosos after you leave and I guess you'll catch up. But the Rush is saying that what? That Nashim are really Chayavos in Zimun. And that's the Mashmos of other Rishonim as well. The Rambam and others also take for granted that when you have three women, they are really Mechuyavos to be Mezami. Alright? You have to go. Well, let's just go over the last few lines of the Rush. The Rush says, "Umasha hevi rayim misefa de brisa rotzul zamin im zamin mashma deresha nami rishus kalmar." That's lav rayi. That's not really good rayi that it's only rishus. Why? De la olam resha chova katani. Because I'll tell you that really at the beginning we're talking about chiyuv. V'seifa ashmin lefilam rotzu mochem biyadam misham pitzusa. That's only where they're joining up with others. But v'hadim edami hulatrei, when you want to tell me that they're comparable to two men, v'asa demasik deo shayni, v'yotza miklal shnei anoshim, chazu nami l'inyin chova kishlosha. What does that mean? That's the key line over here in the Rush. So what does that mean? See the Madani Yom Tov? Chazru nami linyan chova bishlosha. The lokapirish Rashi shemafarish deo shiny. Dafagad linyan chova ena chayavos linyan rishus. Deo shlosha chashivi lahodos tfei mishnei anashim mishum diikom mishum gadul hashamiti. No, he's saying once you tell me there's deos, then chazru v'yotzum miklal shnei anashim chazru nami linyan chova kishlosha. If you tell me, see Rashi said it just meant that they have a rishus. They have a rishus because they have deos. So the Rush is learning, no. Now that they have deos, no, now they're obligated like three men. Right? You want to tell me that 100 women have deos and therefore they can bench, or three women have deos and they can bench because they could say God l'ashamiti. Rashi says, that's it, it's a rishus. They could do that. The Rush is saying, no, once you tell me ikad deos when they have three, no, now they could bench and they should bench. And that's why his lashon is. Knows the language again. I'm sorry. Yotzam yiklal shnei anoshim. They're not like two men. They're not like two men. Chazu nami l'inyichova kishlosha. It's funny because the Madani Yom Tov says bishlosha. If they have three, then they're mechuyavos. All right, let's look at Tosos, and we'll try to piece this all together. All right, Isaac, you want to read the Tosos? Shiny. Shiny Halsam Dikadeos. It's a nice Tosos. Dr. J, you see it?
Nice, lengthy.
No, don't be dissuaded by the length. Yeah.
Mikan Mashma Dinashim Yicholot Lazamein Laatman.
Right.
Vechein Asu Banot Rabbeinu Avraham Chameo.
So it also says, Mikan Mashma, from here it's implied, the Nashim Yichalos Lazame, Matman, the Chain Asu Benos Rabbeinu Avram. This is what the daughters did. Daughters of Rabbeinu Avram, Chamiv Shah Rabbeinu Yehuda, the father in law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, Al Pi Avian, based on their father, say so. He's giving you an account of what some of the Bal Yatosos were knowing in their own families.
Okay, umihu, nevertheless. Lo nahagu
ha'olam kain. The Rush had the same thing. The Rush said, seems like women should do this. Should be this way. But for some reason, the minhag is not. And then he tried to explain why the minhag was that way. So he says, maybe the minhag is that way because they tried to understand the Gemara in X, Y, Z ways. But he says, it really doesn't seem that those are good ways to learn the Gemara, right? Remember, he tried to learn the sequence of events in the Gemara and the Raya in the Gemara in such a way that could support the minhag, but he says, it doesn't seem that that's correct. Really, it seems that women should bench, Bezimun. And that's what Tosos is essentially saying. Go ahead.
Vikasha.
Amai lo nahagu.
Lo nahagu.
Why didn't they do this? Why is it, again, Tosos is acknowledging, the Baliatosos are acknowledging, that even though some of the Baliatosos themselves were knowing this way in their own homes, when it came to the common practice, it wasn't the popular practice. And he says, why should it be that way? It should be that women should make Mizimun. Okay?
Midiktani, Mizamnot, Mashma de Kamar Chayeva, Lizamin, Vishlomer, the Russian.
Lonhaga Midiktani Mizamnos, Mashma de Kamar Chayevos, Lizamin. Sounds like they should be Mukhayevos.
Right. Mishlomer de Nashim, Mizamnot, Vasman, Hayinu,
Hainu.
Hainu. Ratsu Lazamin Mizamno.
Okay, so he's learning the other way. He's learning like those rayas that the Rush rejected, basically. He's learning that that's really what the Gemara means. Not that the Mechuyavos, but they have a Rishos. V'chein mashma k'tzas ha'loshin v'miktani v'samach noshin ha'avodim v'miratzu Lazamin v'mizamno. V'od v'midam alei ha'gemara l'shnayim mashma d'chovaleka v'hakamam b'reish ha'rochin ha'kol mechuyavim b'zimun l'asuyei noshin. Remember, these are all the things that the Rosh quoted, and the Rosh said, no, it's very forced, these rayas. These rayas aren't good rayas. But the Rosh was quoting these rayas as ways of trying to explain away the common practice of women not benching gezimun. Okay? V'noshim tzarech iyun im yotzos beberkas hazimun shal noshim. Now he brings up another issue. It's a side point. Let's hold off on that side point for the moment. I know, as long as we hear it, let's just read it. There's a separate issue. Go ahead, Isaac. You want to just read the rest?
Yeah.
There's a separate question. Maybe we'll take it up afterwards.
Hakol, where?
Yeah.
Hakol mechayim.
No. V'noshim tzarech iyonim yotzos bebirkas hazimun shal noshim miachash ein mevinos. Since maybe they don't really understand what the men are saying, maybe you'll say that they can't be Yotzei with that Zimun. You can keep reading.
The Yesh Mevi'in Raya She Yotzeot Mi Da Amar Kaman Sofer Mivarech Vabor Yotzei Mikan Mashma She'af Hanashim Yotzeot
Good
Be Be'kad Amazon
Good
Shalanu
Shalanu
Shalanu.
Right, there's grounds to say that they could be yotzei with the zimun of men.
Mihu yesh
yesh litchos osa raya. Even that raya you could knock off and say no, maybe they can't.
Shani deshani bor shemavin b'loshon ha-kadash v'yodeya k'tat mi ka'amar avo.
The shiny boar, boar shemivin b'loshon ha-kadash yodeya k'tzas. A boar, let's say a person is not a learned individual. But he knows enough Lashon HaKodesh to understand basically what's going on. Aval enio de levarich. He just doesn't have the skill to actually put together the bracha and say it. But he understands the basic words. He understands the basic Lashon. He's just not so malumad. He doesn't have experience. Aval noshim shenam avinos klal. But if women, if it's the case that women don't understand at all, what's the name of the lonafki? Maybe they can't be yotzei. And that which we say in Megillah Loes Hashama Ashuris. Person who speaks a foreign language, speaks Lashon Laz. Yes. And he hears Ashuris, he hears something that he has to be Yotze, but he hears it in Lashon HaKodesh.
That's a person.
Yotze. Persume Nisa Ba'alma Shaini. Can they mean awesome? Ha'achstarnim B'nei HaRamachim. You can't necessarily bring a raya from there, Tosa is saying, because that's unique to Megillah. And one of the ways we know that it's different, is because there's parts of the Megillah that no one really understands what it means. So you can't say that you can bring a raya from there to other things. As long as you heard the way it's written, that's enough. You don't necessarily need to understand it. So therefore, don't bring your raya from there, that if you hear Ashuras, even if you're an individual that speaks this Lashem Laz, you're going to be yotzei with all things. So too, don't say over here that just because women hear the benching in Lashon HaKodesh, they should be yotzei. It's not necessarily the case. So let's recap what we have here. We have the position of Tosafos that you just read, who holds that Noshim are not really Mechuyelos to be Mezamein. They're not Mechuyelos to be Mezamein. They're just entitled to bench if they want. They can make a Zimun. It's a Rishus. Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe we'll see Rabbeinu Yonah in a moment, and the Rosh hold that Noshim, in fact, are Mechuyelos to be Mezamein. That's also the Psak of the Rambam as well. All right, so let's quickly see the Rabbeinu Yonah. And if we have time, we'll start to introduce a little bit of the Svara over here. Okay, take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. In Maseches Brachos, you have Rabbeinu Yonah instead of the Ran. In some Maseches, you have the Ran and the Rif. In Maseches Brachos, we have Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh, you don't have them. On Lama Gimel with Aleph, the...
Oh, wait, that's Gemara.
Yeah.
Can I get that?
Take a look at the Gemara, the Dapi Arif. Lama Gimel Malal. Noshim. What's that? Dusty?
It's very worn out, you know, touching the side.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Nothing's going to happen from that. You think it's going to happen because it's worn out?
A lot of germs.
Nah, you'll be okay.
A lot of people have touched it.
That's true. You see it?
Lama Gimel. Lama Gimel Amaral.
Lama Gimel Amaral. Noshim Vavavim Ketanim. Someone want to give that a try?
Perek.
You want to read it?
Perek.
Daf Lama Gimel and Daf Erif. Right there. Yep. So.
It doesn't look like yours, though.
Are you in the right Masechta? No.
See, that's why I said Perek what?
Now go to Lama Gimel. Whoa, slow. Go ahead. Noshim Va'avodim. Yeah. Noshim Va'avodim.
Where?
Tanim, ain mezamnin aleihem. It's about eight lines down in the wide lines.
Nashim avadim katanim ain mezamnin aleihem. Pirush Rashi, Zal. The nashim inan mitstarfot mitoch kach lezimun.
Good. They can't because of the pritzos. They can't join together with nashim with avadim katanim. Now look what he says. Va'afilu ba'aleihem. This type of union is not a nice union, and therefore they can't even join together with their own husbands. As we'll have to see more about that. But in the meantime, let's keep reading for our purposes. What about katanim and katanim? Just children and children.
Can they make their own?
Yeah.
For practice.
Katanim b'katanim, what are we talking about? I'm sorry. V'katanim, I think there's a comma. V'katanim, when we say katanim, shem v'avodim, uktanim, right? It's uktanim.
When it says, why is it uktanim? Bumaf.
Yeah, but it's a vit. It's kitanim. It's kitanim. You can't have two shvaz.
That's another rule.
Yeah. Right? Uktanim it should be, not viktanim. Uktanim. So I think what he means like this. Uktanim, comma, what kind of katanim are we speaking about? Viktanim shena b'nei deya mayri. We're speaking about young children that don't have das yet. Lufikach.
Einan mitzdarfen.
Lufikach. Einan mitzdarfen. Therefore they can't join. But avakatan hayodelami mevarchin. But if you have a katan that's old enough to know to whom he's blessing, to whom he's benching,
that's ulufika.
Same reason. That one can't be ve le.
That's not part of bumaf.
That's another rule. It's bumaf or two shvaz. You can't have ve le.
Okay.
Right? Ve be. You.
I'm forgetting the bumaf thing then.
Okay.
It's too.
That's the general rule. He can be mitzdarev, kid the ba'inam ameimar, come on. avodim mefarish begemara. What kind of avodim? Time mishum pritzusa. The avodim, the shitufim bezima. The avodim that are basically steeped in promiscuity, immorality. Heim v'kevon sheim ha'anoshim chashudim mishum chash pritzusa. Kol shekein im ha'anoshim. If they're we're worried about keeping them with men because of pritzus, certainly if we put them with women, we're going to have this problem. Dikala mechash tefela pritzus. Now the Rabbi Yonah says, you know what? It sounds like we can't have men and women mixed together. Lazimun kedarminan. Aval hanoshim ba'atzman. What if you have three women by themselves? There's no problem of having them joining with men. We don't have the preacher's problem of putting them with men. So what's left? Chayavos. Then the mechayavos. Rabbi Yonah is learning, like the Rosh, that three women are actually mechuyavos to make a zimun. See that? Im hein shalosh chayavos azami. V'achim mashma gemara darmin hasam. Noshim mezamas la'atzman. That's Rabbi Yonah's position. Okay, then he says there are others who want to take a different approach, and they say, no, that when we say mezamnos, it's not mechuyavos, it's rather that they have a reshus, rotsu mezamnos in. Right? Ratzim mezamnas, ratzim mezamnas. If they want to make a mezimun, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. The siyul lahai milsof, from the fact that the Gemara says, gimel chayavin lezamin, shnayim ratzim mezamnin, ratzim mezamnin, darmin and Allah, tashman, nashim mezamnas, latzman, v'chule. When the parach minei, gabi shnayim ratzim mezamnin, shnayimina, the kemosha zimun habez rishos, according to Rav, who says that two can bench as a zimun berishos, so too, Zimun ha noshim reshus. Some want to say that, but that's not his position. So let's just recap. We have basically, it's two shitas basically. We basically have two shitas here. You have the shita of Tosos, who says that women, when it comes to Zimun, do not have an obligation, but rather they have a reshus. And on the other hand, you have Rabbeinu Yonah, like the Rosh, who says that women actually are mechuyavos to bench, and that's also the implication of the Rambam. All right. Okay. Why would you say, according to those shitos that say women do not have an obligation to bench bezimun, how can you divorce the chiyuv that they have to bench in general? They have to bench berakos hamazon, either whether it's the rice or the rabbanon. They have a chiyuv to bench berakos hamazon. Men have a chiyuv to bench, say berakos hamazon. So why would you say that on the one hand, men, when they get together, they have a chiyuv to be mezamin, assuming you meet the threshold, but women don't. It's only a rishus. Why would you say such a thing? How would you explain that distinction?
Is there a basis for them? I don't understand why it wouldn't at all.
Right, you're saying you're having a hard time trying to explain that.
It never says why.
Right.
Says women, blah, blah, blah.
Right, exactly. I mean, can you try to explain that? I mean, that was part of the Rosh's question. The Rosh said, why should it be this way? Men are chayev, they are chayev zimun. Women are mechuyavos, they should have a chayev zimun. And in fact, that's the way it should be, but for whatever reason, that's not the minhag. Okay, maybe it's based on these weak rayos, but that's not correct. But why would you say, couldn't the other opinions that say, yes, women have to bench, but they don't have to bench bezimun, why should that be? What do you mean? I mean, is it a mitzvah cessation as a mother grandma? It's not really. It's whenever you eat. No, it's not. What? Yeah, it's a big challenge. Any ideas? I think we saw this idea in passing when we started this whole sugya, that benching bezimun is a function of kvias. Right, when do you bench bezimun? When the nature of your eating is an eating, is a joint eating. This is what Matthew perhaps was getting at. The nature of your eating is an eating of a group, is an eating of kviyas. And when you finish eating an eating of kviyas as a group, so then you have to, and you have to bench as a group through the vehicle of Zeman. So some of the Achronim want to say that maybe the idea over here is that women by nature are not those that eat the kviyas. In other words, you don't, I mean, today you could argue it's not true, but it used to be you wouldn't see women getting together as a group and eating. Today you go into certain places here, right? Lunchtime, it's only women that eat, they're eating in some places. But maybe these Rishonim felt that the nature of women wasn't to get together and eat like that.
And nowadays you see it all.
That's what I mean. So that's a hard argument to make today. But some Achronim want to take that approach.
Mom's pastry.
Say again?
Mom's
pastry. So the question that if Noshim are not Mechuyavos and Zimun, based on the Gemara in Arachan that says Noshim are Chayavos, how do you maintain the possibility that they're not Mechuyavos? So we saw a couple of answers. What were some of the answers that we saw? Oh, so over there, doesn't really mean chova, it means rishah, so it's weak explanations. But how would the rishonim who say that women are not mechuyavos and zimun deal with that gemara and arachim? What would they say over there? In fact, there are some who want to say the smag, for example. Smag says, you know why the Gemara Narachan suggests that they're mechuyavos? Oh, that's only because over there they're sitting with three men. When they're sitting with three men, then they have a chiyav to answer the Zimun. They're mechuyavos to be part of the Zimun.
Oh, really? No, because they can't.
Right, they wouldn't be able to just like bench on their own and leave, or not answer the Zimun. They have a chiyav to answer the Zimun. Now, how's that possible? Why would you say that?
It just says that they're fighting the Zimun. It doesn't say by themselves.
I understand, but you're telling me that by themselves they don't have chiyuv. Why? Because then the nature of their eating is not an eating of kviyas. Now you tell me there's three men, so all of a sudden they have a chiyuv to participate in Zimun? Does that change?
They're part of the voluntary process from the beginning.
Yeah, what do you
they're
mean?
They're part of that Zimun. There's men and they're eating with that man, or there's three men and.
Meaning that eating is an eating of kviyas. The men's eating is a chiyuv of kviyas, and now because they're part of it, they're part of the eating of kviyas, and now they have to bench. Right? Yeah, apparently that's what you have to say. You have to say that's what changes. There's something lacking in their own eating, according to the Shita. What's that? There's something lacking. It's young. There's something
like
off the rails. There's something lacking.
I've never seen this
before. There's something lacking in the nature of their eating, but yet when they're party to the eating of men, somehow that otherwise lacking element is present, and therefore the mechuyavos to bench. So what we're saying is maybe what was lacking is this element of kviyas, but when the men are eating, there is kviyas, and therefore now the whole nature of their eating is raised up to the kviyas. Now the mechuyavos to participate in the zimun, because their eating is a different type of eating.
Could also be that the men understand what they're saying. And now that what
well, the men for sure have to bench Bezimun, but that wouldn't necessarily translate to the women. We can't say just because the men understand what they're saying, the women now also have to be part of the Zimun.
But what they say won't be able to tell them, or won't be denigration.
No, but you might say that the women have to bench by themselves. That was Tosa's whole kasha. Can you say that when women are present and they're listening, you know, they would listen to the benching of men, that they could be Yotze through that Zimun, or maybe you'd say, no, they don't understand. Right? Tosa's saying, maybe you'd say they don't understand, therefore they can't. The Smag is saying, we assume they are Yotze with the benching of men. I mean, that's a whole separate machlokas, we'll get to that next, whether they could be Yotze through the Zimun of men when they don't make their own Zimun. Okay, you know what, we'll stop here now. What we'll do tomorrow, but another is, I'd like you to take a look at the Me'iri and the Ra'ah in their explanations of the Mishnah statement that women do not join a Zimun. Why don't women join a Zimun? I mean, to make a constituent part of the Zimun. Why can't we say two men plus a woman is a Zimun? The obvious answer is, well, it's not three men. But the Rishonim give different explanations as to why that is. And the premise of the question is, if you see that a woman can make up part of a zimun when it's three women, and you see that men can make up a zimun when it's three men, so why can't you take one from one group and two from another group and make up a zimun? Each one is part of a zimun in another setting. How come they together can't make a zimun? So Rashi has one answer, Tamiri has another answer, the Ra has another answer, and then we'll try to explain the possible differences between those shitas. Okay? All right, I'll stop here.